Good morning. I'm Senator John Manion, Chair of the Senate Standing Committee on Disabilities. It's 10 a.m. on Tuesday, September 14th, and the committee is convening this New York State Senate public hearing to evaluate the current workforce challenges within the system that serves New Yorkers with intellectual and developmental disabilities. This hearing is a significant action. It is the manifestation of a very real crisis that is taking place in communities across New York. There are simply not enough caring and compassionate New Yorkers who are pursuing employment working with the disabled. Low pay is clearly one of the reasons why this is happening, but it isn't the only reason or the only place where better state policies and investments could make a difference. Our next witness will be B.J. Stasio, a self-advocate representing the Self-Advocacy Association of New York State. Mr. Stasio.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm proud to be here on behalf of self-advocates and families today. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. The staffing crisis is not a matter of statistics. It is impacting real people, and real people are suffering because their needs are not being met. This is a problem in all settings, self-direction certified, and also the consumer-directed personal care assistance program. So the problem is with both OPWDD and DOH services. Now I'm gonna take a minute to tell you a little bit about my story. I have been without a consumer-directed personal care assistant for 2 years, which means all the work falls on my self-directed staff, and they are only allowed to do certain things for me. They are not allowed to do the personal care that I need, the bathrooming help, so it's a real detriment. And I am currently, to be honest with you, due to the lack of staffing for me, been sleeping in my wheelchair for the past 2 years because I have no help in the morning whatsoever. And I work for OPWDD when I'm not saying he's president, so I have to get myself motivated and get ready to do my work for all the individuals that I serve in Western New York. And I know some stories of some people who are going through the same things, and they've been threatened with going back to the group home if they don't get the supports that they need, and it tears me up inside to hear that from them. Nobody should have to hear that from anybody. Our choices matter, so please remember that. It's just a matter of through. Because for me, the pandemic of the staffing crisis is much worse than COVID because it affects my life and those of New Yorkers with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So I beg upon everyone in New York State, rise up and do something to help yourselves and help others. Please, take care of people. The needs which can place them at risk or harm can also be a humiliating experience, as I mentioned. In all settings, we are finding that we have less and less choice and control over the direction of our lives. Over the last 10 years, our lives have gotten worse when what we needed was innovation and improvements to make our lives more person-centered. The state is failing us, and it's a sad state of affairs. New York State, for me, is the best place to live, so let's all step up and do something, please. All of us.
A couple quick questions. Can you tell me either your own personal experience or what you know about individuals who are in OPWDD self-direction, and how do they go about finding that qualified staff?
Well, to be honest, for me, the agency which served me is an awesome agency, but their road to give me services is you find the people and we'll hire them, but it takes so long to onboard them, it's almost ridiculous. I've had to go up to people in grocery stores, hey, you look like you need a job, wanna come work for me?
What are those innovations and improvements that, you know, in the short time we have here you could put out there that might be obvious to you?
Well, to be honest, I wish OPWD would focus more on being person-centered instead of just talking about it. I've been waiting for person-centered services to really happen for so long. Just having a person at a meeting about themselves is not truly being person-centered. So get it together, OPW, please.
What else? What else from your perspective, when you talk about innovation, is important?
Help people understand their rights, because if you understand your rights, you can make the educated choice that you need to make for yourself. We need to have a larger discussion about rights. Rights is not a regulation. Rights is guaranteed by all of us as human beings and United States citizens.
You are both in the CDPAP program, correct?
Yes.
So when you're looking for someone to take on this role of provider, what is the pay that can be offered to them?
Well, in Western New York, where I'm from, it's a sad $12.90 an hour, and my life is more than $12.90 an hour, and so is everybody else's. Even the 15 that I know are in Long Island, they should be getting more than that, because personal care affects my life, and it's a lot for somebody to do. So please raise those wages and make the staff feel valued and make us feel valued as well.
And during this time when you're not able to find someone for that pay to do this very difficult and personal work, you've relied on your neighbors in your building and put off things that you need to do.
Yeah.
Does OPWDD have a response when you can't find someone to do this job?
Not really, honestly, because the CDPAP program is not covered by OPWDD. It's covered by Department of Health.
Does the Department of Health have any response to you? You're basically out there without the services to which you are entitled.
Well, the usual response is, we'll renew your services, but when you find people, tell us, and that's ridiculous, because how am I going to sit there and say, come to work for me, only get $12.90 an hour? I would never do that to anybody, because human beings have a lot more value to me than $12.90 an hour.
How many times are you asked what you need?
How many times am I asked what I need? Very few, because my focus is about everybody else and always going to be that way, because if I help everybody else, it then helps me, because if they get the help they need, maybe that person will want to work for me. I don't like when I'm asked what are my needs, because I don't want to be looked upon as forgetting about those who are voiceless, who are learning to be self-advocates.
You know what you're capable of doing, and you know where you need assistance.
Yes.
How many times are you asked that question?
Well, by DOH, quite a bit, because I have to prove to them I have a disability every 6 months, and my disability is lifelong, and it's not going to change. I hate to tell them that, but it's never going to change.
So time is spent asking you the question that after it was asked the 25th time is still the same.
Yes, still the same. And as I get older, it gets worse. But, you know, that happens to all of us as we get older. But I need the help now, and so do other people around New York State.
Rather than asking you a question that's not going to change, there should be some kind of discussion of what progress you're making or what deterioration you're having, so that we're adjusting the program for you and perhaps making the people that are working for you more effective.
I totally agree with you, because you know what that is? Truly being person-centered across systems.
Right. So I take from that there isn't a discussion.
No, never, never a discussion. It's about what I need at the moment, and that's it. And what I need from day to day changes because my needs change. And I'm well aware of that.
Well, I would just tell you to continue to speak out. We're certainly going to listen. And we've got to recognize that you are all individuals. It's not a cookie cutter situation.
Thank you very much for the acknowledgement of that.
Well,
Mr. Stasio, we all thank you for being here today, and of course, your continued passionate advocacy for others is clear.